great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Mary Kinnane, good morning.
Good morning. What a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you too. I'm glad you haven't blown away.
Well, we haven't. We thought we might have yesterday, but and a few days last week, but this morning is lovely, calm, sunny.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? How, I mean, down the coast and in Victoria and Tasmania, and then up here in Sydney, we had a lot of wind, but it was very hot. It's a mad world.
Really?
Tell us about your wonderful Writers' Festival, Berry Writers' Festival.
Well, first I'm tempted to make an allusion to Gone with the Wind, but I won't do that.
Oh, you should.
Go ahead, go on.
We unfortunately don't have Margaret Mitchell on the program. Look, this is our second festival. The first was in 2022. We've expanded it this year to include 29 sessions instead of 20 and about 80 authors and
thought leaders, isn't it?
It's pretty big.
Mm.
It's on the weekend of October 25-27. The Friday is the 25th, and that's a day of workshops, including the elements of screenwriting, how to kickstart your novel, a session on writing for life, on memoir and biography, and then the next day starts the actual sessions, which run across three venues on the Saturday from 9 to 5 o'clock. And then similarly.
So basically, anybody who's interested really ought to get onto stays.com right now, book a cottage, and come down for the weekend.
Absolutely.
And hurry up about it.
There's a website called Berry Getaways.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of place that aggregates all of the. Of the cottages that are for rent.
Yeah.
So I would, and they have to be our festival partners as well, wonderful firms.
Oh, that's handy.
Get on to Berry Getaways.
Mary, we were talking to somebody a week or so ago who was organising a writer's retreat at the State Library.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of, it seemed, how-to people going to, give advice.
Life writing.
So my question, I do have a question, I'm getting there. My question is there an increasing interest for people to actually write their memoirs or write books? Because you've already listed quite a few guidance.
Well, I think there's certainly a growing appetite, and there has been for quite a long time. I mean, I don't want to say exactly the proliferation, but the strength of the various writer centers across all of the states and territories is a sign of that.
Mm.
One of our festival partners is the South Coast Writer Center based in Wollongong. Yes, I think there definitely is. And one of the more, I've run workshops myself, although I don't have time to do one at this festival, but I did last time one. It was called Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Publishing. And we have a similar one this year run by Bernadette Foley.
I bet they're sold out very quickly.
Yes, it's selling well, and Jack Evelyn Kent workshop on life writing is also selling very strongly. But they're all selling quite well. I have one on screenwriting, as I said. I just think there is a real appetite. And a need, mystifying how the publishing world works,
yes,
and how
indeed.
The whole thing works. And Susie, I know you were at Angus and Robertson, weren't you?
So, I was.
Yes.
Have I mentioned this to you before?
No, it's on your website, and you were mentored by the great Beatrice Davis.
Indeed, absolutely.
So you may know Jackie's
I do know Jackie. Yes, I do know Jackie. Yeah.
So workshops are important, but so are all.
Mary, I just have to say she's almost fallen out of a chair. Actually,
fallen out of a chair.
Yeah. When you said that, this is Diana here. I've never seen anybody look so startled.
My mouth fell open. But you see, I was clearly very young then, but I had no idea of the significance of having regular chats and the odd cup of coffee with Doug Stewart. How about that? Who was also part of the team. Yes. And, of course, Beatrice was extraordinary. And then George Ferguson kept everybody together, working incredibly hard with his sleeves rolled up. Anyway, that's a complete aside. But Doug Stewart was the Perch editor, I suppose, pretty full-time. Wasn't I privileged without realising it then?
Very much so.
Indeed. It's Di
here. I want to get a word in, which is to say, what the hell was I going to ask you? Oh, well, yes, I know. Why do you think it is that, apart from participating, an awful lot of people want to hear and see writers?
I think there's the real appetite, especially post-pandemic, but even before that, to experience something in real life as opposed to on screen, or electronically, not to say anything against radio. I'm a huge radio fan, and the publishing world wouldn't exist without programs like this and others. But I think the communal experience of being together and actually hearing directly from writers and people who have, there is that. It's almost a cliche now, the term thought leaders, but I think it's important. For example, we in this festival we're lucky enough to have J.M. Coetzee.
That's a hell of a name to have, I think,
with a body beside it.
We feel very privileged to have a Nobel laureate in literature at the festival, and he'll be with. In a session with Caradwyn Dovey, who is an also wonderful writer, who actually wrote a book about the influence of John Coetzee's writing. So they'll be together.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, but we also have wonderful sessions on poetry, on some genre fiction, on speculative fiction, called The Enchantment of the Impossible, The Power of Speculative Fiction. We have a session on crime writing with Michael Robotham and Dervla Kenzie. We have poetry, but we also have interesting nonfiction as well, including Susan Wyndham, who I'm sure you know. Who's going to be talking about the letters of Elizabeth Harrower and Shirley Hazzard. We have a session on medicine, the next 20 years. How is medicine and healthcare going to be? What's it going to be like over the next 20 years?
How is it going to be revolutionized, I think probably would be the word, isn't it, with AI?
Indeed, but also how it's going to be affected by what is almost certainly going to be more pandemics. And the effects of climate change.
Absolutely.
To talk about that is Professor Nick Talley, and he's the chair of the Australia Doctors for Climate. That's going to be a real issue. We have one on, which fortunately for us, sold out on called Journalism and Truth. Do they have a future together?
Who's doing that?
Well, that's a writer named Ed Cover, Lenore Taylor, who's the editor of The Guardian, Chris Masters, and Jennifer Robinson, who is the London-based barrister,
with Julian Assange,
who happens to come from Bury.
Oh, good gracious. What a fabulous lineup.
That is an extraordinary panel, isn't it? Amazing, yes.
When is that again, Mary?
Well, that particular one, I'm afraid, is
sold
out. But there are lots of others that are not. And if your listeners would care to go to barrywritersfestival.com.au, you can see the entire program.
Of course.
And how to buy tickets and what's available. So 5 of 29 sessions are sold out, but there are lots of others. And David Marr is going to be in appearing in one called History Matters, and so does How It's Told with Mark Fennell, and Alison Bashford is an historian.
Is that sold out?
Even as I said that, I realized it is.
Mark Fennell will probably... I was going to say Margaret Fennell is probably ratting around trying to find something people have stolen. Yes.
Well, something well,
the British have stolen.
But it's about. But we've got Susan Wyndham. We have three major publishing figures who are in a session on the future of publishing. Meredith Curnow, who's the fantastic person, editor, senior publisher at Penguin Random House. Elizabeth Weiss, who's the head of digital publishing at Allen & Unwin, and Catherine Drayton, who's an agent at Inkwell Publishing, who splits her time between New York and Sydney, and I'm moderating that one. And, you know, all of the things we know about AI and other issues, you know, does book publishing have a future? Well, it does, but what's it going to be like?
Do you actually think that a lot of people are self-publishing? Mary, this was a conversation I was having actually yesterday. Do you get that impression?
I do. I think partly because they're frustrated at not being able to find a general publisher or an agent. But publishers and agents can't take on everyone who comes to them, of course. The most successful ones are they produce a book of quality, but spend the time to learn that most of it is about marketing.
Yeah.
And self-publishing, as you would know,
getting the book out is one thing. It's actually getting it to the public that's another.
But that's right.
There's an awful lot of, a lot of successful self-published authors, or let's call it, say, independently published authors, are actually in sort of genres, in niches. But
absolutely.
But the technology is there now, where it didn't used to be.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that publishers keep a close eye on the sales figures for self-published books.
Oh, do they?
They do, because they're a kind of incubator, it were. You know, the ones that sell really well. And agents keep an eye on them too.
Well, didn't Fifty Shades of Grey start that way?
That's right.
Yes.
Good Lord.
It did indeed.
Went on to become a very bestseller.
Whatever.
And a movie.
And the rest of it.
And
the rest
of it. Too. We have a terrific session on, as opposed to the workshop, this is called Book to Screen. And this is on, you know, how do books become television programs or films? And that's Penny Chapman, who was the magnificent ABC producer, Brides of Christ,
et cetera, and
lots of others. And Mark Fennell is on that. And Courtney Collins, who's a novelist and a screenwriter. So.
Well, Mary, we could actually pick your brains all day, but I've just realised what the time is, and this is 89.7 FM, and
we're talking to Mary Kinnane, who's
just
the
give us
AD,
the, could you give us the for people who have decided that they're going to spend a weekend in Bury, what should they do first? Where what's the website? And
the website is Bury Writers Festival.
Yep.
.com.au.
Yep.
And if you want to find somewhere to stay?
I don't have the exact website, but if you plug in Bury Getaways.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That will take you to
fantastic
accommodation.
Well, it sounds like an incredibly exciting weekend, October 25th to 27th. I really... And, you know, I don't know the same with the theatre, but quite often things which are fully booked, sold out, you know, somebody drops out at the last minute. So there's always the possibility you can get in.
There's always a
you can live with
chance.
That hope.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Or you can just stick a wine glass up against the wall or something.
Well, and listen through the cement wall.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good
well,
idea.
Well, the Berry School of Arts was built in the 19th century, I think, and the walls
oh,
are very,
very thick.
So you'd be sticking a wine glass against sandstone.
Perhaps both one or both of you will come down.
Well, it's very tempting,
very tempting,
I have to tell you. So be prepared. So, Mary, thank you so much for being with us this morning. It was fascinating. We're looking forward to it.
Mary Canaan, Berry Writers Festival.
Indeed. So thank you very much, Mary.
Yeah. You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.